Hello Zimbabwe and welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kangcube. Today we are looking at entrepreneurship in Zimbabwe, the challenges that young people face, and the possible solutions to these challenges. This at a time when HOS the Innovator, a U.S. embassy-supported youth initiative, today launched an entrepreneurship training program for young people who are into a business so as to equip them with skills on how to run their startups. But first, let's look at what's happening elsewhere. Construction companies in Zambia say Chinese companies are moving into their area and taking away their business. They say the competition has forced some local construction companies to close. VOA's Daniel Tonga reports from the capital, Lusaka.
For more than two decades, China has been investing and operating in Zambia, but some business owners say they can't compete with Chinese companies that are outbidding them for construction contracts. One such contractor is Lawrence Musaka.
Even the small contracts that we pray for to get, they're all being taken away by the Chinese. So it's kind of a challenge. It's kind of a hard competing with Chinese.
Some contractors like Muchinga Mandia say Chinese Belt and Road Initiative, which funds infrastructure projects in many developing countries, typically bring in Chinese workers, leading to unemployment for Zambians.
You know, when you're into business, construction business, if you stay for a year without a job, it's not only you, the owner of the company, who's going to suffer. You've got other people who work for you. You know what I mean? How are you going to pay those people if you are not given a job?
The Ministry of Commerce in Zambia says 69% of capital construction projects like roads are going to Chinese firms. And according to the Chinese state-run news outlet Xinhua, those projects have created jobs for locals. But Edgar Siakachoma, the president of Zambia's National Association of Medium and Small-Scale Contractors, says the arrival of Chinese companies has led to the collapse of big Zambian construction firms.
Zambian companies have been wiped out by these Chinese companies because they are backed by their governments in the first place, and two, they have significant sources of cheap capital, so they can access money and equipment at concessional rates, while the Zambian companies are unable to access such facilities.
The Chinese embassy in Lusaka and Chinese-led business entities in Zambia did not respond to VOA's request for comment. Those in the construction sector, like Enoch Chitawu, say the Zambian government should empower local contractors with financing and preferentially award contracts to local businesses who qualify as a way to compete with Chinese contractors.
The government should make sure that contracts are awarded to all the local contractors who are qualified. There shouldn't be any segregation or any corruption in the awarding of this contract.
Jaffe Chiesu, another contractor, agrees.
One way government can help us in terms of fighting the competition is through these programs that have come. Yes, like the empowerment programs. There is the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, and also we have also CDF. So if we are given those funds, we'll be able to fight the competition.
For now, Zambian construction companies are left to compete with the Chinese counterparts, mostly with their own resources, and are having a tough time winning contracts to stay in business. Daniel Tonga, VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.
A group of young entrepreneurs in Harare has come together to launch Wozi Innovator, a U.S. embassy-supported youth organization that trains young people in business.
Leslie Makwembera, one of the four Wozi Innovator founders, says this organization will train youths from all parts of the country.
Wozi Innovator is an organization that was formed by four Mandela Washington fellows. We came together and wrote a grant under the Alumni Engagement Innovation Fund. So when we won the grant, we planned for this event. And what is inside this event is an entrepreneurship training for young people. This is the first of a series of five trainings that will run across the country.
U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe Public Diplomacy Officer Rebecca Ashanepa says that the U.S. is committed to supporting young Zimbabweans implement what they learn during exchange programs in the U.S.
So this program today is funded through our Alumni Engagement Innovation Fund. And so we have thousands of alumni who are working in Zimbabwe, creating really positive change in our communities. And so we provide some funding so they can take what they learned in the United States and really apply it here, cascade what they learned, have big ripple effects so they can share what they learned with other people. And because so many Zimbabwean youth are really making the most of these opportunities. So beyond the Alumni Engagement Innovation Fund, there are annual funds that alumni can apply for.
Many young Zimbabweans are forced to start their own businesses due to high unemployment rates, and an architectural designer, Lennon Chiwova, says trainings like this one, organized by Wozi Innovator, will help youth build sustainable businesses.
Events like this help us, or would help me, find a sustainable way to run my business, and also help me, equip me rather, with the necessary skills to move on with my business.
Some of the youths who attended the launch in Harare said they need such training, especially at a time when Zimbabwe is facing serious economic challenges. Chantal Chinema from Harare South Lipak Sebab is bullish that having gone through today's entrepreneurs training, her business idea will flourish.
Attending the BIS Innovator program, I think it's going to help me make my dreams to become a reality. It is going to teach me, it's going to give me the knowledge, the tools that are going to help me succeed in my business idea.
The grant project will be implemented in Harare, Mutare, Gweru and Bulawayo, targeting to train 240 underprivileged youths with the help of implementing partners EduFry from Eswatini and Jacobson Institute for Youth Entrepreneurship at the University of Iowa in USA. Participants will have an opportunity to pitch their businesses for money and in the end get certificates of training from Wozi Innovator in conjunction with the Jacobson Institute. The curriculum introduces the concept of entrepreneurship, including identifying characteristics of an entrepreneur, evaluating opportunities, engaging in customer discovery, design thinking, feasibility financing, and planning for success. Wozi Innovator was awarded a grant recently by the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe to implement a project targeting underprivileged young people in urban and rural Zimbabwe.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are looking at entrepreneurship in Zimbabwe, the challenges that young people face, and the possible solutions to these challenges. WOZI Innovator, a U.S. embassy-supported youth organization, today launched an entrepreneurship training program for young people who are into business so as to equip them with skills on how to run their startups. To discuss this issue, we are joined on Skype by Freedom Mukanga, WOZI Innovator, Managing Director for Edufry from Eswatini, Ndaya Dokas Lukoji, and Ishe Kwenda, an entrepreneur from Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll start with you, Freedom. Tell us about the launch today and the partners that you are working with.
Good evening, and thank you very much for having us here to discuss about our launch, which placed in Harare this morning. So, what we know better is an idea which was formed by four Mandela Washington Fellows. We applied for a grant through the Alumni Engagement Fund, which is managed by the U.S. Embassy Public Diplomat Section here in Harare, Zimbabwe. So, to kickstart our grant, we decided to work with multiple partners which will help us implement a successful program. We are working with Edufree from Eswatini, as well as the Jacobson Institute from the University of Iowa. This program is targeted to train 220 youths in Harare, Gweru, Bulawayo, and Mutare. We are not looking at people who are at advanced stages of business. We are looking at startup entrepreneurs who are at idea stage and maybe up to 2 years in business. Our main focus are the underprivileged, because we are bringing a global, a world-renowned curriculum, which is the Biz Innovator Startup. We are an expensive program to undergo if you are paying on your own. But through the grant, we have managed to pay all our participants free of charge. They attend this training free of charge, and they will be awarded certificates at the end. The certificates will be issued in collaboration with the Jacobson Institute for young entrepreneurs. So we are targeting underprivileged youth who, in any normal situation, will not be able to pay for this quality education. We have ideas, but might not have the formal knowledge in terms of entrepreneurship, in terms of how to run a successful business, and in terms of how to look for money from investors through pitch competitions and all that. So these are the tools we are bringing free of charge to our youth in the urban and rural areas of Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you, Freedom. We've seen you bring in partners from the U.S. and also from Eswatini. Welcome to the show, Ndaya. We are looking at what's your role as you are coming to work together with WOZI Innovator in Zimbabwe.
Okay, thank you so much for the question. So basically, I came in as an implementing partner because the Biz Innovative Program was something that we discovered, myself and Freedom, while we were Mandela Washington Fellows in the U.S. in 2022. And I thought that it was a good program to bring to my country to also help the youth in my country to learn the knowledge and the skills on how to start a business. As an entrepreneur myself, I know the challenges that young people can go through, or someone who wants to start a business but does not have the know-how of starting a business. So I also got fortunate enough to get funded by the U.S. Embassy in Eswatini to basically run the program to teach 20 young entrepreneurs on how to start a business from the beginning until build your startup. And Freedom saw that the program was a success in Eswatini, so he reached out to me and asked me to perhaps help him connect to the Jacobson Institute in Iowa and see how we can collaborate and make this program a great program as well in Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Ndaya. Coming to you, Ishe, and welcome to the program, Ishe. We are looking at all this that is happening. What challenges are there that we see young people facing as they are trying to start businesses in Zimbabwe? We've seen that Zimbabwe has really tried to push for entrepreneurship in the country, but what really are the challenges that young people are facing?
Thank you very much for the discussion.
Ishe, your line is breaking. Your line is breaking. We'll try and call you again and see if we can get you clearer. Coming back to you, Freedom, looking at this grant, what does it mean for you as an organization and for young people in Zimbabwe who are looking forward to starting businesses and have no idea at all how to do it?
So this grant to us as an organization is quite an inspiration and a motivation, because it's a true attestment to what you want to teach even to our participants. First of all, it is teaching us to look for money. As an organization, we went out, we wrote a proposal, and we applied for money, and we got it. Those are some of the skills we want to teach our entrepreneurs, to go out there and look for money for their businesses. Secondly, networking. We have used our networks in the region and collaborated with Edufree. We have used our global networks with our friends at the Institute of International Business at the University of Iowa and Jacobson Institute to bring quality entrepreneurship training program to Zimbabwe. It's the first of its kind, and we are quite excited about it. The grant in itself, it's quite a milestone, because we are bringing in something which is considered to be expensive. An American education for the underprivileged youth might be something which is difficult to achieve. But because of the generosity of the U.S. Government, we are bringing this training program free of charge to our youth. And we believe we are impacting lives. We are looking at impacting over 2,000 people. If we are going to directly train 220 people, there's going to be a ripple effect. They're also going to employ other people in their businesses. They're going to fend for their families. So this is a high-impact project which we are so proud of, and to be here is such a huge achievement.
Thank you, Freedom. Welcome back, Ishe. You were speaking there, but we couldn't hear you, on the challenges that we are facing when it comes to entrepreneurship in Zimbabwe, and basically where we are as a country in terms of entrepreneurship and promoting startups for young people. Yes, I can hear you.
Ah, no, that's fine. We are facing a challenge facing the issue of startup capital replacement.
Unfortunately, I can't hear you anymore, Ishe. Network is seems to be fighting us today. We'll go to you, Ndaya. Looking at the Zimbabwean situation, I know you are from Eswatini, but for you to come and partner with Freedom is because I believe you have a bit of an understanding of what's happening in Zimbabwe and in Africa in general in terms of in entrepreneurship. What's your take on where we are as a country in terms of entrepreneurship, and what will be your recommendations going forward, looking at the path that you have gone through back in Eswatini?
So for me, basically, I would say that unemployment generally is affecting Africa as a whole. It's not just maybe in Eswatini or in Zimbabwe, but young people are generally going through a situation where they finish school and they have no jobs. And maybe even if you didn't finish school, you are not able to figure out what you have to do with your life. So I always encourage entrepreneurship as one of the things that young people need to do to advance themselves in life and also to determine their own lives. And through a young person being an entrepreneur, you're automatically creating jobs for your counterparts. So entrepreneurship is important for Africa in general. In Zimbabwe, I've seen communicating with the young people that we had today, you can see that there's a dire need for them to want to progress with their lives, to want to basically figure out what they're doing with their lives. And a lot of them have entered into entrepreneurship, but not with the knowledge and skills that they need to actually become successful. So if we are here, if we are privileged enough to have a program like the Biz Innovator to impart into other young people and say to them, hey, here we are, we're bringing the knowledge and the skills, and they're able to relate to us because it's young people teaching young people on how to be entrepreneurs. But it's not just any young people, it's young people who have also done entrepreneurship. I think that there's definitely potential for a brighter Africa, definitely brighter Zimbabwe, brighter Eswatini, and it's definitely going to be helpful for the economy as well, because we know that SMEs are the backbone of economies across the world, actually. So I think that it's important for young people to venture into entrepreneurship and create jobs for others.
Thank you, Ndaya. Freedom, of interest is the name that you gave to this organization was the Innovator. Rinova vara rechishona. Ichi chakakupai kuti munge muchipa zita iri ku project i.
Zita kuti hozi tichirisa muchirungu zvinoreva granary. Muchishona mugorava kureva zvakare kuti dura. Dura inzvimbo yekuti kana tichinge taita gore tinoenda tinonochengetedza gore rinodura. Ini kana yasvika nguva yekuti tinge takuda chekudya tinoenda mudura tinotora. Kana yava nguva yenzara tinoenda mudura tinotora zvatinenge takachengeta. Isusu se kambani yafomeka
Tinotenda, Jaya, one of the challenges that we have in Africa when people want to start businesses is funding. As you are implementing this project as a partner, can you tell us what most youth who go through this program will have as an advantage in terms of funding? Are there any opportunities for funding, or are there any ways that you empower them so that they are able to get funding?
Okay, so I will basically speak of the experience in Eswatini. After we had our participants go through the program, we had made plans for them to... So we had a pitching competition on graduation day. So there we had two people who were going to be winning the pitch competition, and we were offering them an opportunity to have their businesses or companies fully registered, because that is also one of the main issues. That is why young people or young businesses are not able to get the funding that they need, because they don't have their companies registered. And that is one of the prerequisites for you to get your... That basically is a foot into the door of having your business registered. For example, if you go into a bank and you would like to have your startup funded, if your company is not registered, you're not going to be able to access the funding. So we press so much on company registration because we know how much it can open up doors for you, for your business. That is definitely a starting point. So that is something that we pressed on, hence why during the pitch competition, we made it a point that we fund two young people to get their companies registered, to show others that it is important to have your company registered. And besides that, we have an organization called the Youth Enterprise Fund in Eswatini that basically funds young people's businesses. It gives you seed capital. It's in the form of a loan, but with very low interest rates. And you just submit your proposals, your company profiles, and how you hope to use the funds. And we basically try to connect the youth fund with our young people by collecting their business plans after the program and trying to hand them over to the youth fund. So giving them the easy access that other young people who haven't gone through the program wouldn't generally have the access to. So those are one of the ways that we try on our end to find funding for young people. And, of course, bringing in institutions like local banks, local organizations that came in to speak to them about the services and products, because most of the times we're not informed about what is out there and what opportunities are out there, not just...
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Freedom, we are running out of time, but I'll allow you just a few minutes to wrap up and a few words that you would like Zimbabweans to know.
So in closing, I just want to encourage all the young entrepreneurs out there with their ideas, not to shy out of competitions, but to come out with their ideas. They might get assistance. And also to captains of industry, people with knowledge and experience in business, to come forward and volunteer to be mentors to these youngsters. They need your help. They need to their hands to be held so that they can go far.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Freedom. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.